Hey everybody, Ryan here. This podcast is a sermon from March 6, 2011, with Faustin Fernando as our guest speaker at Central. The recording starts a bit into his sermon, so we're joining him midstream, but it's right at the beginning of his talk. But here it is. Enjoy.
So here I am, working at this hotel, and minding my business, and I'm all these kind of people just walking through a lot. Okay, I'm a 21-year-old boy. I'm a 15-year-old boy. So here's Jordan, working at this hotel, and minding my business, and I'm all these kind of people just walking through a wonderful time.
Wow, I want to know.
Do I really know him personally? If I know him, can he let me in? I don't think so. And that's what happened. But I know you. I watch you on television. I read about you. Well, that's good. I really don't know you.
And our life has
that's
never,
what really happened
never, never been the same.
I said, wow,
you
I don't want to
know Jesus or Shelly.
And that's what happened. Do I need to go to the bar to get you guys to
do it?
So there was a dream within me, there was a desire within me
to really go for the
things that I want to do.
You know,
and what I'm going to share with you today,
I'm not sure what I'm going for myself, but I'm sure you can
very selfish motives for myself.
Did I go the wrong way? What I want to say to you is that there was a deep desire in my heart.
I love drinking,
to do great things for myself.
And I'm all the way trying to
do things for myself.
I had some very selfish motives for myself.
Playing in the clubs.
Every stupid thing that a man could ever think of.
I love drinking scotch.
You know, and I love cheating,
partying,
and all that stuff.
Had my own selfish reasons.
Love hanging out with girls.
I love going and just playing in the clubs.
Every stupid thing that a man could ever think of.
I that they bring in big bucks.
You know what? I'm going to achieve it.
I'm going to do this. And I don't want to do that.
I'll work for the very best
at the hotel in India called Taj Mahal.
So I'm going to get all this big stuff. Trying to say,
work for the
12 years of the bar.
I'm going to get here.
I get the
high lows.
You know what the high lows mean?
Means that they bring in big bucks
someday.
You know, they get one little scotch.
And I'll pay me like $500.
At the tip or a casino.
So I did all this big stuff trying to say,
work me out my own hotel.
I want to get here. I want to get there.
I'm in this room.
You know, I don't know what he calls
it. Like,
I want to be a superman someday.
I knew a little bit about gambling.
Cut the story short,
I end up in North America.
Friends and whatnot.
Work for a casino.
Lots of money.
Again, because of my resume and everything, they hire me to the high rollers.
Great.
And those guys spend $10,000 to $12,000 a day.
Just playing cards.
Because I knew a little bit about gambling and all that stuff.
I'm going to become the worst person to
become friends and whatnot.
I got to be lots of money.
Everything.
Lots of money.
And great life, came to Canada,
wonderful life,
had the very best,
completely
got myself into the best career.
I said, okay, I'm going to become the vice president of Holiday Inn someday.
I got into
absolutely everything that Holiday Inn was offering me.
I completely said,
man, I want to do this.
Here's the tone that God
took.
And they were just fooling me.
But
completely,
in 1995,
I haven't said anything about my wife yet. But
my wife
completely was so
selfish
that I didn't think about
what my Holiday Inns.
And all of a sudden,
he says
to me, man, I want to do this. I want to do this.
My wife and lost her job because
they were laying off people during the session.
But in 1996,
or 1995, I should say.
So I said, you know what? I'll step down.
My wife worked for a GM company called Sears Canada.
I worked for the Holiday Inn.
And all of a sudden, things went wrong in my life.
I lost.
My wife lost her job
again because they were laying off people during the session.
And I was an auditor by profession as well, that means in accounting.
So I said, you know what, I'll step down as assistant GM.
Here I am, trying to achieve everything on my own strength,
trying to do the things that I want to do, going with the game that I like to do.
I ended up working in the travel loss hotel, sort of connecting you back with Jesus.
Are you guys getting me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here I am trying to achieve everything on my own strength.
Trying to do the things that I want to do. Going for the things that I like to do.
I'm
here at a crossroad right here of my life, and I meet
Jesus for the first time in my life.
I come to meet
every stupid thing that I have done in my life.
I was 35 or something.
I'm 49. I am sorry. I messed up
my life. I said 48.
I completely surrender.
Jesus.
I'm here at a crossroad right here of my life, and I meet Jesus
for the first time in my life.
And every stupid thing that I have done in my life.
Can you give me the things that I desire?
Now I just said, God, I am
just
sorry,
to achieve.
I messed up.
And that's something we call
I completely surrender my life to you today.
Yeah,
Jesus,
trying to perform,
can you
trying
use
to get
me
it, to trying to go for, it.
For the best things?
I remember sitting at the TSC about in the front row.
Can you use me, Lord?
Can you give me the things that I desire?
And here I'm going to
just
trying to achieve
with this people.
And that's something we call it the testifier.
And here I'm a good Christian,
reading the Bible,
trying to get it, trying to go for it. I remember sitting at the TSC back then,
still had my own
self-esteem. Here the girls and the guys were dancing.
And I said, what's wrong with these people?
Gently and
here I'm a good Christian, reading God's word, reading the Bible, love the Holy Spirit.
I had selfish motives.
I still had my own little selfish desire to try to achieve on my own strength.
My wife is a true witness to that.
And the Lord had to really teach
me. She's in Boston, you need to go again.
I think so. Okay, can you? We can.
She wants me to go.
Take
I
love
weekend. My wife.
I'm telling you, man. I need seven of them.
I just wish she could be here tonight.
Give me seven of them to fix me.
And I'll all of a sudden have
seven of them.
Joshua, my wife is a true realist. But she's a
monster. Hey, Jordan.
I'll say, okay, Lord. She wants me to go and go. I love my wife. My wife's name is Marina.
Got into a cell.
I wish she could be here tonight.
Got into a small group.
Marcelli was always on the shelf. My name is Joshua. And that we love the Lord. Yes, we love it.
And hope we enjoy
it. Absolutely transform.
It's an amazing moment.
And that's where you bring you to
get an opportunity to get ministered by somebody.
Got into a cell. Got into a small group. Marcelli was able to minister to me.
They need to be out.
You know, I hate being judged by myself
and a Christian at Joint is absolutely right.
It's an amazing moment when you bring
in to get an opportunity to get ministered by somebody
who over you and say,
what?
Let me help you.
But if you cannot love the Lord,
you
need each other.
You
know, I hate being judged way all by myself, a Christian John Wayne, trying to run your own little life.
You need to love.
We need each other.
We can't still be all trying to people.
I hear from God.
But if you cannot love the one that's beside you, how can you love God who you haven't seen?
Yeah, that's good, Faustin.
How can
I don't want to take you tonight.
You need to love.
We
need each other. We need staff members. We need people. We need encounter. We need each other. Don't go around like John Wayne. You'll be lost on your new
life. Especially after you're 40.
I have done that.
It's miserable.
Need glasses.
But I don't want to take you tonight.
Sorry,
I don't have much time. But I want to take you to the scripture.
I don't have
much time.
Thank
you. But what I want to share with you tonight quickly,
because you know, light, you need light, especially after you're 40.
1 Corinthians.
So we're
need glasses if you have
your Bible with you in your life.
Sorry, don't take that.
That's ungodly.
It says, for Christ did not send me to baptize. So what I want to share with you tonight quickly. Not in cleverness of speech.
It's in the 1 Corinthians.
Of Christ would not be made void.
The verse 17, if you have a smile with you in your eyes,
to give you your English.
All people go to church in the morning.
It says, for Christ did not send me to baptize.
I come to give you, preach the gospel.
Message and
not in cleverness of speech,
but the cross of Christ would not be made void.
I'm
not come here this morning.
Jesus
to give me or this evening
died for me.
All people
who lives in me.
I'm not going to give you a little clever message and try to tell you, hey, you look like this is what I got.
You know,
I'm going
to show you something today
to tell you Christ.
It says, for the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
He lives in me.
But to us who are being saved is the power of God.
I was once in the bar.
Those who are saved
declaring
in his power of God.
You know, so I want to show you something today.
Think for a moment.
It says, for the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved is the power of God.
I'm saved, yeah. I'm a Christian, yes.
Those who are saved,
it is the power of God.
I'm telling you,
the fullness of Jesus is in you.
The fullness, you know what Jesus is?
Salvation.
Jesus, if you read the Bible, he was seated beside the Father when this universe was made. If you read Ephesians 1:4, before the creation of this world,
the fullness of Jesus is in you.
The fullness, you know what Jesus is? Jesus, if you read the book of Proverbs, he was seated beside the Father when this universe was made. If you read Ephesians 1:4, before the creation of this world, before the foundation of this world,
and he died, making me a pastor of my life,
and this Jesus gave himself up.
And I didn't want to become foolish
than somebody like Jesus, who did all the stupid things in his early days.
From his early training,
he was with me 35.
God made me at the crossroad of my life.
You feel good, come on, give him a shout.
My life has renewed me.
And I want to become foolish
more than for Jesus.
We have the Holy Spirit with us, man. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit.
That's
what I'm saying. Sign is good.
Okay, good.
You feel good, come on, give him a shout.
Amen.
That's what I love about church. That's what I love about church. I grew up in a Catholic church.
to the priest who fall asleep. Man, there is life.
No, no, no
offense to the Catholic Church. But we feel not to leave the church on a Sunday evening.
We don't want to go to church on a Sunday evening.
You know,
I
literally couldn't.
I like to go to church on a Sunday evening.
The salvation is not taken lightly. It's a gift not everybody gets it, my friend.
I mean,
still
you gave your life to Jesus.
Billion people.
That's
I mean, you got 6 billion there.
We are
5 billion people.
Are you serious?
There. Only
beforehand,
yeah. Really
we are
Jesus
called
yet.
Into the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
amazing.
The salvation is not taken lightly. It's a gift
cherish
not everybody
it.
Gets it, my friend.
Cherish it.
There's
what
still 6
you
billion people.
Best,
I mean, we got 6
you
billion there.
The best
5 billion people out there.
Things
are not
ready.
No, Jesus, yet.
The gift you have within your life is Jesus.
It's an amazing gift. Don't ever take that lightly. Cherish it.
But you need
cherish
to hold on to
what you have. You may not have the best job.
Every time I go on
you may not have the best family setting.
You
may not
have
the best things in your life. But the very best gift you have within your life
is
success in my life. And I just walked away from that. I bet Jesus in this crossroads.
But you need to hold on
to it, my friend.
My life,
I'm telling you, every time I go on a mission trip to India,
because
here I was once, where I was
preached to, listen to this, friends,
to get success in my life. And I just walked away from
it.
I met Jesus in this crossroad
university.
Today my life has
become
something about India.
My life has become,
I've become foolish for
him.
I'm going this November with John Arnott
to full
to preach
university.
Listen to this, friends.
And it's a Christian
university. University students. A university in
something
about India.
Has been
brought
to
John
Arnott
and myself.
If you like to come in,
I
will come to come.
Living by 40% of your life, living behind the bar, and after that we are going down to Delhi to preach to 2,000
concerts.
Come on.
Now, I was this boy born in India, trying to mind my own business, living my own
here,
dirty life,
another beautiful
living behind the bar
in church, and let's get together.
Why did God pick me?
You are called.
Why would God pick me?
You are saying to one another, you are called. God has chosen the weak things of the world
to
shame the things
which
are strong.
You want me to get on the stage to say this again? How do you want to be foolish for Jesus?
I qualify for it.
You know, there's something about becoming.
the Bible says you are called into Jesus. When you have been in your house in Christ Jesus, you've got to agree with what friend you come from. Don't you worry about what's going on around you at this point of your life.
You know what does that mean?
The Bible says that you are called Sunday into Jesus. If you don't read the scripture, you are in Christ Jesus. If you go back and read the book, you know what does that mean? The fullness of God is in you. Do you know what does that mean? Church on a Sunday evening, and do a little few Holy Ghost thing and go, I'm going to do a little good. I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to go to church. What does that mean? You know what does that mean? Are you ready for this? Anybody knows what does that mean?
Universe.
This universe, which is almost galaxies.
13 billion years old.
You ready for this again? I'm going to give you science. I love science. This universe is 13 billion years old.
And somewhere along the stars.
This little tiny
earth. In this universe,
and there's about 100 billion galaxies.
You ready for this again?
Each of this galaxy, there's 100 billion stars. And somewhere among the stars, this little tiny earth. How much he loves you, he says, I am just for the cross. 6.2 billion people in it. You are,
and he knows the number
of hair on Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
How much you also have a knack for Christ Jesus. And how much he loves you. He says, I have chosen to come
when you're walking around dark places,
when you're walking around you people, Darius, or maybe your family, wherever you are,
Jesus.
You're not know the Lord.
Amen.
Just take a moment and say,
you are the fullness of Jesus.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, when you're walking around the universities, when you're walking around dark places, when you're walking around people, areas, maybe your family, wherever you are, but you don't know the Lord,
I got to stay in
the
hotel,
fullness of Jesus. Situation changes around you. I'm telling you, friends, I'll change my story.
The Holy Spirit lives
in me. I got saved, got out of hell.
You began to teach me
my business, doing my job. And here's the kind of thing I'm carrying. Now you're able to do all people, but nonsense, profession. This is
really nonsense.
But now God's really changed my life. The Holy Spirit lives within me. And he began to teach me not to talk rubbish, not to hear rubbish, just sort of things. And here I almost entered into a group of people who were talking
some absolutely nonsense.
And I walked into that group,
and you know what the Holy Spirit said?
Oh, here comes the Holy Man.
I live in here.
And when you go in a place where they said, I'm going to church and walk in my life as Jesus,
you will spread it right.
So I kind of pondered on that and asked the Holy Spirit,
when
you go into a place where there is ungodly things, when I walk in, that's what he looks in you. Runs away from each and every one of you.
Because the spirit of living you has come out of the scene,
and every other evil spirit is all that's going away. The Holy Man is coming. There is none but the Holy of Holies. Lift up us.
That's what they need.
And he didn't say, I want the fullness of Jesus. I was sharing this morning at our church. I'm praying in the anointing.
You have not the very just in the best church, thing in your heart.
In the anointing in your workplace.
And you need that to be activated. You need to take it. You need to
find the
fire that's within you. I need to say, I want the fullness of Jesus. I'm praying. I was sharing this morning at our church.
Go back and tell your family,
we have to become foolish
again. Born again. I am resurrected.
Jesus lives in me.
You know what? I feel so cool.
You're looking at you guys.
I was in England four years ago, preaching at a retreat at Castlefire.
What word is that song? Everything on this earth is going to sink.
I literally heard the angels
singing on the rock.
Christ the solid rock is standing.
Amen.
You're standing on the ground.
Just about hold you to
what goes around
my brain. That's all standing.
What does that song mean? Everything on this earth is going to sink.
Not sure how much time you got,
but you're standing on a rock that's not going to sink.
Okay?
Amen.
You're standing on the ground that's going to hold you no matter what goes around you, my friend.
But I want to. That's also a little tall.
That's okay. Of course. This looks better.
I want to give you this opportunity tonight, my friends.
I want to say this to you. 10 minutes, guys.
You heard my story in the last 20 minutes.
I want to look a little tall, Jordan.
Of course.
I was looking to achieve greater things in my life.
Well, I want to give you this opportunity tonight, my friends.
I want to say this to you.
My life, messed up my family.
You heard my story in the last 20 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. He met me at the crossroads.
I was looking to achieve greater things in my life.
If you're in this room tonight,
I was trying to do things on my own.
I am not sure of
my life.
I really know where I'm going.
I really want to do a lot of stuff.
I really want to get a lot of things done in my life.
I'm telling you, all that God will make it happen in your life.
If you're in this room tonight,
if you allow Him to come into your life,
I am not sure, man.
Giving our life to Jesus is not about
saying do a lot of stuff.
Reveal yourself to my friend. Would you come right now? Holy Spirit, I give you
busy house. These are your children, Holy Spirit. Come just the way you do. Come right now. You don't have to do a thing. Give a nudge in their heart. I want to give you an opportunity right now. Many people around you, I want you to just ask them.
Show them that they are real. You
know, hey, but you need that prayer. Come just the way you are. You need that prayer. You don't have to do a thing. Come on, take a moment. Yeah. Ask them right now. I want to give you an opportunity right now. Just ask them, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hey, do you thank you, Holy Spirit? I'm going to come down right here. Do you need that prayer? Amazing man and amazing woman who want to know Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right, you come shake hands with me. I can change you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Thank you, don't be afraid. I'm going to come down right here. Don't feel. If you are there,
gosh, what am I going to do?
Amazing man, amazing woman. You know, Jesus, that you're this is right, you can shake the end of your life on what you did on your own, you're at the crossroad of your life. Don't be afraid, don't be threatened, don't feel, oh gosh, what am I going to do? This is not, thank you, Jesus, you know, that you're, this is the end
maybe
of
you're afraid
your life.
To come out,
or what you did on your maybe own, I could meet with you after service. Saint Jordan and his leaders and his people will be happy to meet with you. We'll be happy to connect with you. Thank you, Jesus.
We'll have to pray with you.
But for the rest of us,
maybe you're afraid to come
drink.
Up.
What I want to do that maybe I can meet with you after service. Myself, Jordan and his leaders and his people will be happy to meet with you.
I want to drink tonight.
Stretch out your hand.